Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. In prime time from Philadelphia. Prime time podcasting from Illadelph. PPPP. And we are all in the same room. This is like, how many times does this happen where we're all in the same room? Me, G. Moody.
Word.
Whose last name rhymes with duty.
All day.
And the fucking Dust Brothers. The Dust Brothers, let them know you're in the building.
What's good? What's good, Rapid Pack?
That's the baritone sounds of Jordan Winter and Miles Davis. So we are here in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
We all got here separately but equally. I took a car ride up here. What did you take, the train?
I took an Amtrak. I got a quick story. I see I don't take Amtrak a lot. So I get on the train and I see Amish people riding the train. And I'm like, what happened to the stagecoach?
Where's your horse and buggy, asshole?
Why are you on the train?
Yeah.
So that struck me as odd because I expected them to be with the horse and buggy on the New Jersey Turnpike.
You didn't ask them, where's your horse and buggy? Fuck,
I was looking at him. I was screwing him. Like, yo, what y'all doing with this
cell phones and all that fly shit?
Hiding the Snapchat. The kids were kind of Instagramming on the low. Because they're not supposed to use any technology.
Yeah, this is a newfound fake-ass Amish ass.
Yeah.
Take your motherfucking hat off, Duke.
Yeah, this ain't the 1500s, man. Come into the new world.
You on the iron horse, not the horse. I drove up here and got here in record time. Went directly to the Rocky Steps.
Mm.
Directly to the Rocky Steps.
Did you run up?
No, I didn't get to run up. I might run up before we leave. For those of you who may or may not know, we are performing live tonight.
Yep.
In Philadelphia. And you know, I want to share a little background into what we do, because usually we just sort of do the podcast. Because you're the best of our fans, I'll give you a little insight as to what we do. So I went, packed my fanny bag.
How'd you pack it? Was it around your hip like Olivia Newton-John, or did you do something else?
I did a little bit of that. I also wear it around my waist like a real dick, like around my neck, like a brooch, a brioche. But I customized it. I have my Rocky DVD in there. Of course, I got hyped. You know, I was going to come 2 hours later, and then this morning I was like, Philadelphia. I went on YouTube, started looking up Rocky clips. Rocky II, Rocky II, getting just hyped.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck it, I have to come like ASAP. Went right to the steps. And now we're here. I stopped off at Ishka Bibbles and had a Philly cheesesteak. And I want to say this. The folklore about Philly cheesesteaks is just that. I've yet, in my short period of times in Philadelphia, I've yet to have a Philly cheesesteak that's, number one, made with actual steak, and number two, that hasn't made me have the Hershey squirts within 45 minutes. Like, this is like a myth that's been passed on for years. Like, a Philly cheesesteak, have you had an authentic Philly cheesesteak, Moody?
No.
You never had one?
I never had one. I don't know where to go.
I'm going to be honest with you. You're not missing anything.
Okay.
It's certainly not steak. Like, it's like maybe steak-um.
Oh, nah, I saw...
Duke, you might go to a high-end place and get, like, a steak one for, like, $25 or something. Yeah. Like, but, like, the Geno's where Rock met Gazzo.
Geno's.
Nah.
Is that real? I thought they
no
shaved.
No disrespect to Geno's. I've been there. That's not steak.
I thought they shave a ribeye.
That's like hot dog meat.
Oh, it didn't... Oh, wow.
It shave a ribeye. This ain't the 60s.
That's what they do. They shave it. And then
in the fucking 60s, they maybe did that. In the 50s.
Now they got to fucking scale it down.
It ain't no fucking steak. No disrespect. And I'm like, I have so much affection for the city of Philadelphia, but I'm telling you right now, I've been looking, and I've tried them all. I went to Ishka Bibbles. It's nothing to brag about.
Oh,
no disrespect.
But it just didn't hit you in that way.
It just, you know, like if like people go, oh, I want a New York hot dog, and they go to New York, the hot dogs that New Yorkers no longer eat, because you know you're going to get epilepsy. You know you're going to get not epilepsy. You could possibly get, fuck it, I don't know what it was. You can't get epilepsy. We're not doing editing. We're not doing editing. The entire I Am Rapport Stereo podcast crew is here. We've been mock drafting. G. Moody has nothing to do with our fantasy football stuff, but Jordan, do you want to share where your head is at? Because we just did two mock drafts, and we're going to do I Am Rapport Stereo podcast mock drafts, because my two leagues are starting Sunday. I have a draft in my money league, and then next Thursday, Stern Show League.
It's that time of year.
And our first part of... Our first piece of collective advice, and we said it last year, I'm going to say it again, we're going to drill it in like fucking John Gruden does to his offensive line. Know your guys, get your guys. Pontificate on that, Jordan.
I mean, what else do we like to say is set the trends.
Right. This year the trends are running backs. And I'll say something this. From the mock drafts that I just did with you and Miles, here's why... You have to set the trends, but you also have to respect the trends. That doesn't mean you have to follow the trends. Now, what I mean by that is this. This year, everybody's like running backs.
So many running backs. I'd say 15 of the first 18 picks are going to be running backs.
Now you can say, well, I'm going to go against the grain. You don't want to do that, because if you go against the grain just to go against the grain, you do need running backs. And rest assured, most people are going to pick running backs early.
Yes, and if you're going to get a running back, you want to stay away from that committee, at least in the first three or four rounds. There's other players that you could piggyback off of or hope that are going to separate themselves, but...
No committees. We don't know who our number one guy is. We don't want anything to do with you. No committees, tight ends. We like, who's the Cameron Brait, and who's that other fucking beast?
O.J. Howard.
They're both great. But they both play. I don't want anything to do with Cameron Brait or O.J. Howard.
You got to set the trend at tight end, too, just because there's only about 10 tight ends that you can count on right now. And if you're in a 12-person league, you don't want to be out there with Jack Doyle every week.
You don't want fucking... Listen, no disrespect to Jackie Doyle, but the sergeant, isn't that what they call him? Or the general?
Sergeant Jack Doyle.
No disrespect to the sergeant. I don't want you out there every week. Maybe I'll pick you up every now and then in daily, but when we're talking season, and right now we're talking season long, I don't want the sergeant. Andrew Luck makes me fucking nervous still. That offensive line, how can you let Andrew Luck, who just came back from surgery, get sacked in preseason?
I watched him get sacked
three times the other night in preseason. You think he wanted to be touched in preseason?
Might. get hurt real early. You can't really bet on T.Y. Hilton. You can't really bet on Sergeant Jack Doyle. I mean, who is the running back there? Is it going to be Marlon Mack? Robert Turbin? I mean, Indianapolis is going to have a tough time this year. So.
Now, that sound there. Now, you're going to hear that sound there because we're doing no editing. This is truly the essence of going raw dog without a bag. We have in the Stern Show League the eighth pick. In the Money League, I have the third pick. Big difference between eight and third.
Absolutely.
You need to have your breathing techniques down also, people. If you're in your fantasy leagues, breathe, relax, run the fucking clock down. Know what you're going to do, but you can make a decision in 15 seconds or less.
You got to narrow it down real quick. You got to narrow it down between your five guys, your three guys, your one guy. Boom. And hopefully, especially if you've got the eighth pick, if you've got the third pick, those are snake primetime spots, and you got to be able to roll the dice. We did that a couple times where it's like, okay, hopefully we're going to be taking Stephon Diggs here, and maybe on the way back, is Devontae Freeman going to be available? It's just, it all depends on what's going on. We were talking about the quarterback, the mock draft we did. Quarterbacks didn't go until the sixth round. Every draft is different. You got to know your guys. You got to get your guys.
Yeah, and you got to know who you, as much as you got to know who you want, on your cheat sheet, know who you don't want. So when it gets down to, you have 15 seconds, you're not picking a guy that you don't want. You don't want to have guys that you don't want. You want to be in love with all your guys from the beginning. Yes, injuries happen, but you can't factor that into the draft. You never know who the fuck's going to get hurt. You never know who the fuck is going to get hurt. Let's talk about our guy, Saquon Barkley's hammy. I've been known to tweak a hammy.
Those are big hammies.
Those are big fucking hammies, and I have some inside information on this. Yesterday, I did some CBS press for the Big Three, which is in Brooklyn, this Friday, at the crib, at Barclays, live on Fox TV, 8 p.m. You will see me roaming the sidelines, extra hype, live from Barclays this weekend.
Can't wait.
I asked Tiki Barber off air, I said, what do you think of Saquon? He said, I love him, but I had that injury, and those injuries are very nagging. They don't go away quickly. Quote, unquote, from Tiki Barber off camera, off mic. So where do we, what do you do with Saquon? We love Saquon Barkley. That's our fucking guy.
That's tough. I mean, you need a thoroughbred in the first round. If your first round guy goes down, just like you drafted David Johnson last year, he went down, boom, season over. So, Saquon, you're looking at probably between the fifth and the eighth pick, someone is going to grab him.
What is your personal opinion, Jordan?
I mean, personally, I'd most likely take an Alvin Kamara over Saquon. A Melly Mel, Melvin Gordon. Love Melly Mel. I think he's going to just be fed over and over and over again this year.
You want to also get guys that eat, that feed. We love Melvin Gordon because he gets the fucking rock.
Right. Kareem Hunt.
Jordan Howard is a sleeper. Definitely. Now you're like, well, he's not a sleeper. Jordan Howard, no one's discussing Jordan Howard. That was Miles Davis. You might have heard him whisper in the background. Miles, I'll throw it at you. Saquon Barkley, knowing what we know about this little ham tweak,
I'm staying away from Saquon.
Because of?
Because of the hammy, because it's his first year in the offense. I know there's a good chance he's going to beast. I know there is, but I also think that around that pick, like Jordan said, you're going to get Alvin. Melly's there. I like Christian McCaffrey this year. I'm going to kind of stay away from Dalvin Cook, I think. Second year coming off an injury. But, yeah, the hammy scares me. It always has. I'm off on Le'Veon.
You ever tweaked a hammy, bro?
No, I never tweaked a hammy. I've broken a finger. Broken an ankle.
I didn't ask about like the whole injury list.
Hey,
like,
I never get on the mic. I know, let me get my fucking shine.
Have you ever been on the mic?
Yeah, I've been on the mic. I was on the Barstool Gangbang.
Remember that Barstool Gangbang?
Oh yeah, we fucked them nice.
That was a great episode.
We fucked them good.
That was a great episode.
Staying away from LeSean McCoy too.
Why? I don't want a guy in Rikers Island week four.
Yeah, exactly. And he looks kind of timid out there. He's always injured.
He looks like he never knows when the police are going to come fucking grab him right off the practice field.
Exactly.
That's the thing about LeSean. I've had him in the past, and I like when, but he looks like he's looking over his shoulder every time he steps out of the locker room. And he ain't looking for, like, to get hit. He's looking like, is this it? Am I going to get pinched?
When we had the third pick in our mock draft today, we ended up with Gurley, Melly Mel, and Christian McCaffrey as our first three picks. If you can run off those three picks as the third pick, you're going to win your league. There you go, Jay.
Don't forget about Lenny, our main man.
Leonard Fournette. He's a fucking workhorse. He's a beast. He's going to get touchdowns. He's going to be healthy the whole year, knock on wood. Listen, it's the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast in prime time. So in preparation for the show, this is a little insight. So I did bring my fanny pack. I do have a list. I do have my official list, Gerald, of all things.
The contents.
No. All things that come to mind when I think about Philadelphia. Can I read this off for you tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My favorite things in Philadelphia, in no particular order, although I did do this on a gut check. Rocky, Paulie, Adrian, and of course, Mickey Goldmill. Mickey. Julius Erving, World Be Free, and Chocolate Thunder, the late, great Daryl Dawkins. Hersey Hawkins, Earl Monroe, Schoolie D, Teddy Pendergrass, Harold Melvin, and all the Blue Notes. Frankie Beverly, Hall and Oates, Joe Chambers, the jazz musician, Stan Getz, The Roots,
yeah.
Jill Scott, Allen Iverson, Kobe Bryant, Ron Jaworski, solely because I used to love seeing him run for his fucking life. Every time Lawrence Taylor would chase his fat beer drinking ass down, Randall Cunningham, Mike Schmidt and his red mustache, Gambling Huff, Charles Barkley, and the motherfucking late, great Philadelphia Spectrum.
Oh, word. Man, I echo those, man. I ain't got nobody else to add. Sigma Sound Studios.
Oof. That's where the Gambling Huff, right?
Yep. So you got to mention Sigma Sound.
And I'm going to have to make this announcement. We are not doing the official Fantasy Football Follies podcast this season. I know. We are not doing the Fantasy Football Follies podcast this season, but me and the Dust Brothers and our friends of the podcast, Warren Sapp, Tommy G, and all the friends, all the think tank are always available. We're going to do drop-in episodes with Tommy G. We're going to do drop-in episodes with special guests. You know how we get down with Fantasy Football. You can DM me. You could ask questions. You can call us. You can email. We're always going to be around. We're fully invested in fantasy football. But just with time constraints, press constraints, live podcasts, premium podcasts, we cannot do the Fantasy Football Follies official podcast this season. Things could change. Things can change, but we cannot do it every single week. That doesn't mean we won't be around to help you help yourself. Okay? It breaks my heart to say it, but we had to make... Listen, you can't overextend yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it.
You can't. You shouldn't do it.
Hey, you overextend yourself. Next thing you know, you hear my voice is scratchy.
Mm-hmm.
You hear it's changed since we started this premium episode.
Yeah. I forgot to tell you. I was at the steps, too. I got a little sentimental. You know, I did a Clubber Lang's part.
Oh, what'd you say?
You know, at the press conference, you know, when he said, hey, woman, he tried to bag Rocky's girl.
Adrian?
Yeah, he tried
to bag. Hey, woman?
Yeah.
You got sentimental?
Yeah,
But not for the Rocky reasons, for Clubber Lang.
Yeah, I thought that was one of the best scenes, and I tried to do it again. So I think you would have liked my chops.
Okay, good. What else? Like, what can I say? It's an exciting... time in the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast world. We're heading into our fourth year. Is it going to be our fifth year, Jordan, or is it we heading into year four?
Four-year anniversary, August 25th, which means that the official party is going to be this Saturday night in Boston at the Wilbur. That's going to be not only our live Boston show, but that's our four-year anniversary show.
Yeah. Yo, if you're anywhere near Boston...
Double whammy.
Yo, we're going to go fucking... We're going to go fucking hard body karate live and in Boston, all right? Because this is our we've been doing it for 4 years, so we're heading into our fifth season? Holy fucking shit.
We're the warriors of this shit. We're winning the championships every year.
Never missed a week.
We've never missed a week of podcasting.
Dedication.
We've had bronchial infections. We've been traveling. Motherfucker's got like all sorts of lives outside of being the Gringo Mandingo. The Gringo Mandingo would not exist if it wasn't for the Ian Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Word. That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's a fact. The Gringo Mandingo was created in
Tulum, Mexico.
In Tulum, Mexico, while doing an Ian Rappaport Stereo Podcast.
Oh, man.
All right, it's the Ian Rappaport Stereo Podcast in primetime. Primetime podcasting from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You know where to find us. Hit us up. I want more questions. Ian Rappaport Podcast at gmail.com. Ian Rappaport Podcast at gmail.com. You can call us anytime you want to call. 213-457-3704. Leave a message. 213-457-3704. Call, criticize, ask questions. Listen, shout outs are great. Okay? Questions make it on the fucking show.
Yeah.
See, I am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. The whole crew's together. We're about to go live from Philadelphia. We, of course, will be putting that show out for all the peoples. What can I say? I am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Moody, you got anything parting words to say on this premium podcast?
No.
No. Okay, great. All right, we're out.